A new national study, in which the Boston University School of Medicine will play a role, could give pregnant women more information about which medications are safe to take and which ones could harm their developing babies. WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer has this story.
Some pregnant women who think they're being careful about what medications they take are actually putting their babies at risk. Dr. Tara Dumont of Boston Medical Center sees this all the time.
Just yesterday, I had a young lady who was taking Advil, and that's a medicine you don't want to be taking at certain stages of pregnancy. So even over-the-counter stuff, women may think it's safe, but it can be not safe.
You may be surprised to hear that most drugs on the market haven't been specifically tested in pregnant women. That's because studies designed just to find out if a medication could harm a fetus are considered unethical. Dr. Dumont says that leaves doctors and pregnant women to make judgment calls based on limited research.
There's so much that's unknown, and even the data we have isn't great data.
But now a group of researchers nationwide want to systematically review all medications and how they affect pregnancy. Over the next several years, they'll study thousands of pregnant women and track what drugs they're taking. They'll also study women who have children with birth defects and look backwards to see what drugs may have caused them. That could include vaccines, over-the-counter medications, even herbal products.
Women have been taking these drugs for decades, and in fact, we haven't had sufficient information to be able to say that, yes, they're safe.
Alan Mitchell is director of the Sloan Epidemiology Center at the BU School of Medicine. His center will gather data for the project. Mitchell says the research won't just tell pregnant women what drugs not to take. It will also help them decide which drugs they should take.
Some women who are asthmatic will reduce or go off their medications because they're fearful of doing harm to their baby. And ironically, their asthma, by getting worse, might do more damage to the baby than the medications themselves.
He also says severely depressed women who stop taking antidepressants during pregnancy are at high risk of suffering a relapse, which could jeopardize their babies. So more research into antidepressants and their effect on pregnancy will help pregnant women know which ones, if any, are safest to take.
Many medications, including the antidepressants, including asthma drugs, really need to be taken by certain women to keep them healthy and their baby healthy.
Initially, the study will focus on respiratory drugs, including asthma medications, flu vaccines, and antivirals such as Tamiflu that are used to treat the flu. Mitchell says even though most flu vaccines are now considered safe for pregnant women, there's more research to be done.
What we want to do is conduct much more detailed and rigorous studies to be absolutely sure that there aren't small risks of being missed.
It's nearly impossible to say any drug is totally safe. And sometimes the benefit of a drug outweighs its risk. Because even if there are possible dangers, they could be minuscule. Mitchell says that kind of detailed new information will lead to better drug labeling. And better labels will help pregnant women know which drugs to avoid and which ones they can take with confidence. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.